The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Leo Varadkar was my guest, the Taoiseach, a little bit earlier on the show. And I was asking him about some of the scenes from the 12th of July celebrations, if that's how we want to describe them, in the north in the last couple of days, particularly that image of an effigy of Michelle O'Neill hanging from a bonfire, hanging from a noose from a bonfire in one part of the six counties. And the Taoiseach's response was that it's not much of a culture if you have to demonise other people to celebrate it. Joe Brawley joins me now. Joe, would you tend to agree with the Taoiseach?
Well, I mean, I suppose it's been frustrating for people in the north because, you know, for too long, all of this has been tolerated. And it's very important to call it out. I mean, we essentially have the Ku Klux Klan operating in the north. I mean, we have lodge members singing about a murdered Catholic girl and feeling confident enough to put that video out there. It's good fun. Bandsmen yesterday smashing up a house in the university area, you know, in front of the police, throwing a bin, a wheelie bin through the window, signs on all of the mega bonfires saying, kill all Catholics, kill all Teagues. We're not racist. We just don't like face painters painting kill all Teagues on kids' faces at the bonfires. At the bonfires. And I mean, I know through my contacts in the Alliance Party, Naomi Long is extremely distressed about the very lifelike effigy of her hanging from one of the main bonfires. And, you know, this is where we are with this. I mean, yeah. Bandsmen yesterday, Belfast City Centre, a band gathered round on the main street in broad daylight and sang, I'd rather be a than a Tig, to great applause and delight from the crowd all around. Racist signs on the bonfires. And really, look, that's reality for us. And I mean, I'm conscious that Barry White from News Talk came up and did a special. He said, look, having been there for 2 days and witnessed it all at first hand, he was horrified. You know, this idea that it was a cultural celebration. He described it as a hate fest, and it needs to be called out.
Yeah, you can. People who are wondering, you can listen back to Barry's report. It's up on the app. And I know there'll be people listening to that and the language and the N-word and so on. They'll be shocked at it. But you're quoting literally what was written on these bonfires.
It's all, I mean, like, and they also have children's bonfires. So beside the mega bonfires all over the north, and I mean, this is from Belfast City to Derry City or Londonderry, whatever you want to call it. They have children's bonfires. And at the Ballymoney Children's Bonfire, again, you've got all these hateful signs, you know, tricolours, posters of political representatives of the Alliance Party, Sinn Féin, SDLP. And a mother brings her son or her child to the bonfire and helps him to light it. And there's a great whoops of delight. I mean, and this is all over the north. I mean, there are various threads. I mean, you can look at my Twitter thread if you want to. Just sort of, it's just whenever people in the south texting me to say, is that really happening? You say, like, well, you know, this is what we've become used to, you know. So there's an exodus of Teagues out of the north at this time of year. And, you know, it's extremely racist culture.
Yeah.
I mean, it's institutionally sectarian. It's filled with hate. I mean, you've got to see the incident in the university area. It's a band from Bangor, and they released a statement this morning because it was all captured. Another student videoed it as it was happening, and a drunken student in the university area in Belfast throws one of the, you know, the wee caddies, recycling caddies, and it sort of lands on the roadway. There are two police officers at the scene, and the band attacks the house. I mean, the drummer drops his drums, gets a full-size wheelie bin, throws it through the front window, smashes it through. They try to break the door down, you know, and eventually, you know, the police are in the middle of it, not really able to do very much because they're heavily outnumbered. And, you know, the statement that was released on behalf of the band today said that nationalist leaders must make sure that they deal with sectarianism and that they deal with sort of hate of
loyalty. Yeah, I saw that on your Twitter account. I genuinely thought it was satire, that that was the response, that they needed the nationalist community to call out hatred.
Yeah, well, it's this whole sort of, I suppose, the perversion of language and, you know, the fact that, you know, you want to sort of, we see this with the English Nationalist Project that the Tories are pursuing at the moment, you know, that you just turn language on its head. And so, you know, this is expressing their culture. And we have tolerated it. And in the South, it has been tolerated. I mean, I was on the Claiborne Live show. Gregory Campbell came on and I was simply talking about the, you know, endemic racism, sectarianism of the DUP. I was taken off the programme. You know, it was a shocking thing for me. It was taken off the programme. And this narrative, this sort of little kittens narrative about what's going on in the North. I mean, it's, I mean, all of the mega bonfires, all of the bands, all of the lodges, everything that we know, everything that we know, and that sort of glossed over. So, like yesterday, for example, Arlene Foster. I mean, honestly, like, Arlene's with GB News now, which is the sort of the UK's, it's going to expand and grow with the English nationalism that's been espoused there. You know, the hatred of transgender, the homophobia, the racism, all of the things that we associate with the Republican Party in America and Fox News. So Arlene came to the North on behalf of GB News to cover the 12th. None of this stuff was covered. I mean, it was all a lovely, wonderful, peaceful expression of culture and all the rest of it. You know, and I mean,
how representative
is
it?
Very difficult to progress. Yeah. What's happening now is this has been allowed to fester.
Yeah.
And, you know, not a single DUP politician, not a single TUV politician. The only politician who has condemned all of this is Douglas Beattie of the Ulster Unionist Party, a man of integrity, a man of honour. And don't forget, because he's been calling this stuff out and because he's been trying to change the direction of unionism, he got in the fifth count at the last election. The leader of the Ulster Unionists, a guy who's widely respected, who speaks honestly at all times. You may not necessarily agree with all of his viewpoints, but he almost lost his seat because he's calling it out honestly. And we need to do this and we need to persistently do it. There's no point in pretending. I hear all this stuff. Look, of course, we must stretch across the divide. I'm constantly doing it. You know, and there's a huge section in the North. We see with the growth of the Alliance Party that that's all being done. And we must advance towards a shared future. But it's very, very difficult unless this stuff is called out.
Can you help me then, Joe, just understand, I suppose, how representative it is? Because when you say, like, all Tighes, you know, or lots of Tighes leaving the an exodus out of the six counties at the moment. I remember going on holidays as a kid, and this family of Northern Unionists in a caravan beside us in France, and they were getting out for the 12th of July. They hated it as well. I remember it because kind of Northern Unionists were like an alien species to me, being from Kilkenny. But I remembered, and I think of that, and I sometimes think, maybe this is just not representative. But then if Doug Beattie is effectively being punished at the polls to that degree for calling this stuff out, maybe it is more representative than we're led to believe.
Could you imagine, you know, a St. Patrick's Day parade in Dublin attacking a Protestant church or attacking a home or singing, you know, racist songs like I'd rather be a than a tig, you know, and the crowd applauding that. And a big problem is the lack of leadership. So we've got Geoffrey Donaldson, Arlene Foster, people like that who are, you know, confirmedly sectarian, who do not call this out. There's not been a single word against this. And what you'll start to hear now over the next week or two is, you know, the apologies for it. I mean, I like yourself. Now, I know you're shocked and you thought it was a sort of an example of irony. The statement that was released on behalf of the Bangor Protestant Boys who smashed up the student house in the university, it said, regrettably, some items smashed the windows of the general property, for example. Some items, regrettably, you know. And
the wheelie bed just flew of its own accord.
Yeah, the band showed remarkable restraint and thankfully calm was quickly restored. Yes, that's because the PSNI got on the scene. There were two police officers there who were initially outnumbered, but then in fairness, I mean, you always say in fairness, but like one or two of the more senior bandsmen tried to calm the thing down. But it's illustrative of, when we saw this with the song that was being widely sung, well known, rehearsed, learned, about, you know, one of our favorite sons' daughters. And, you know, the fact that they felt confident enough to put that out and enjoy it and spread it through social media tells you all you need to know. And then what you hear, we've not heard any from anyone from the DUP saying, look, this is a disgrace. Mm. It has to be called out. And we've got to call it out. And it's not enough anymore for the Southern media to sit on its hands and gloss over it. And, you know, to say, look, we have to have honest discourse in society. And we have to be firm with this. I mean, I note that neither Leo Varadkar nor Micheál Martin have condemned any of this stuff. And it's widespread. I mean, at least 25. Oh, well,
now, the Tarnished was fairly condemnatory on this show a little bit earlier.
You asked him about it.
Yeah,
we asked him about it.
And he said it. Yeah, well, I asked him about it. That's how it came up.
What did he say about Michelle O'Neill, a mother of two? You know, a very life-size effigy.
Yeah, he said he was appalled. He said, I'm a Leo Varadkar spokesperson all of a sudden. He's appalled by it, he said. And he said, it's not much of a culture if you have to demonize other people to celebrate it.
You know, we must be firm with, that's my point. I mean, and I will speak to anyone, visit anyone, extend the hand of friendship to anyone. It makes no difference to me what the color of a person is, what their sexuality is. But we're seeing this now through the DUP and through the TUV, attacks on transgender people, the homophobia, you know, the refusal to countenance abortion services, even though it's been voted in by the House of Commons and imposed on the North, they are still refusing to commission abortion services for women who are in all sorts of dire straits. And this is precisely out of that xenophobic, homophobic playbook that is very destructive to society, you know, and it's not good enough. It really is not good enough. And I've heard a lot of this over the last, you know, over the last year. But we really have to understand the DUP. We really have to understand this constituency and reach out to them. Of course we have to reach out to them, but we have to call it for what it is as well. And can you imagine if that sort of stuff was happening in modern Ireland? Like, people would just be saying, what the hell? Yeah. First of all, the guards would be out, there'd be multiple arrests, there would be prosecutions for hate crimes, nothing. The fire brigade's biggest days of the year, just read this statistic in the paper this morning, every year is the 11th of July and the 12th of July, putting out house fires, you know, putting out bonfires that have gone out of control.
Well, as you say, imagine that happening in modern Ireland. It is happening in modern Ireland in one part of it. That's the reality. Joe, always a pleasure to speak to you. Always interesting. Joe Brawley, thanks a million for joining us here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.